Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Stand hold.
Stand hold.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of the day is to get your winter fuel supply in now, whether it's propane, firewood, or wood pellets, or heating oil. Get it in now. This is the best time of year as far as price to do that. And it'll give you some peace of mind knowing that the supply of winter fuel is on your premises. We have with us my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I referred to him as a man with his brain on fire, the author of 12 plus books. I'm not sure how many books you've written, Doctor?
I think it's about 24, 25.
24,
John.
Oh my goodness. Okay, 24, 25 books and a bunch of websites. Listen carefully, we only give out a few websites. I've had some trouble with 528radio.com. I'm not sure that it's up and running right now, Doctor, but it's one of my favorite ones. Then we have warrenwethepeople.net, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, before I forget, how's the rebuild of your hurricane-damaged home coming along?
Oh, that's probably why 528radio.com is off the air, if it's off the air. I've been swamped with getting reconstruction happening, and I've got vinyl siding people coming, and I've got actually four more windows coming in. Just had four new doors delivered yesterday and a lot of reconstruction material. So thank God it's coming along, but slowly but surely, and it's shaping up.
Would it be accurate to say you're acting as your own general contractor?
Absolutely accurate.
Okay.
It's because it's by force. I mean,
I was going to say
it was. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, have you learned that was probably a mistake, or you had no choice?
Had no choice, John.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody's got signs out that says support local, but there's nobody really local that. With all of the devastation, I mean, seriously, you take the causeway in through a little town called Matlashay onto Pine Island, and the devastation, it looks like a war zone still. There's houses in the water still. And this has been, beginning of October when Hurricane Ian hit.
Right.
And, it's terrible. It's just a shame. You cry when you go through there. The trees are just really devastated, too. I mean, there's a lot of the mess was cleaned up already. That's great. But, right. You still look at nature and you see the trees bent over and the leaves. I have a peach tree, for example. It was so damaged by the wind. We had 150-mile-an-hour wind. And right now, this beautiful peach tree that was giving most wonderful peaches is pretty much about 7/8 dead. There's two little branches on it that are still alive. And, the other fruit trees are gone. And it's just, it's a lot of work, just a tremendous amount of work.
Well, I don't doubt that whatsoever. Well, you'll learn a lot, not that you'll ever need that knowledge in the future, but you'll learn a lot. Let's move on from there, Doctor. There seems to be more mainstream attention, an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal recently in the last few days basically stated that we were lied to about COVID, about the way to treat COVID, about the vaccination. That's it's about as mainstream as any publication can be, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just part and parcel. I've been watching the news also, and the disgusting display yesterday by the AG Ray, you know, before Congress, just evading all of the answers to questions that, in my opinion, are not even really, except for maybe Matt Gaetz, is missing the mark. All of the questions are kind of like superficial with all of the evidence, all of the facts that presented that he didn't even want to comment on, using the excuse that the FBI is engaged in investigations and they can't comment. That's a lot of, you know, bull. The fact of the matter is you have enough presumption of guilt in law, you know, where you have so many facts that pile up to show here a conspiracy that's treasonous and that literally the appropriate passage and administration of justice for treason is really to, you know, either send somebody to jail for a long, long time or the electric chair, which they all deserve, in my opinion. You know, and again, I understand forgiveness. I know forgiveness is for us. We have to forgive to kind of release our own karma, so to speak, our own negative behavior patterns, our stress and distress that takes, you know, eats at us when we don't forgive people. But at this point, we're saving America. We have to save America, and we have to save the children. And literally, this is a completely demonic, totally evil administration that's unfolding. And it's not simply the Biden administration, and it's not simply Russia and Putin, and it's not simply China. It is outrageously so that this is the multinational banksters that have an agenda. And it's, you know, they're called the deep state, the Illuminati, the oligarchy, whatever you want to call them. The fact of the matter is they're financing all of this. It's all an agenda, and it's very rotten to the core, totally evil. And, you know, I'm grateful for somewhat of a renaissance in looking at spirituality, looking at truth in Christianity and Judaism, and spirit, basically, how are we going to be saved, not just physically, but our souls spiritually in the future with this whole vaccination intoxication. It's already devastated. Think about the toll on the nation's youth, just with all the special education from just the mercury toxicity, all the brain damaged children, autistic spectrum disorders, all of these behavioral problems that now the children have to take drugs with all these side effects. The toll to society is outrageous. Beyond that, what's happening now with transhumanization in the vaccinations? The little microchips, the nano bioelectronic injections that undermine energetically spirituality, the soul. You know, what is the soul? It's energy. What's energy? It's all electrons vibrating at certain frequencies. That's why 528 is so important. But the reality is that now with this bioelectronic imposition, we're facing extinction of the human race.
That's right.
Now, if you're not going to talk about that in Congress, what are you doing? You're just blowing wind. So, you know, we need a miracle. We've talked about that. And I know that God is preparing a miracle because that's the prophecy. And I know it's Satan is subordinate to God, and God is permitting Satan to do the dirty work. I know all that, you know, and on another level, you know, I have so much anger. I'm sure you do, too. I'm sure most of us do who are witnessing this genocide, pan-genocide, and this devastation of our children and our freedoms. You know, we're angry, but at the same time, it's a spiritual test of faith. We have to have faith, because without faith, there's no existence that's worthy of living, really, from my perspective.
Well, Doctor, I'm curious. You've been to many conferences and met many hundreds of people over the years. Have you ever met person-to-person with Robert Kennedy Jr., sir?
I had a luncheon meeting scheduled with Robert Kennedy Jr., and Somebody you might know, Ingrid Cassell Harkins, she actually does a show on RBN, I think, on Saturdays and Sundays, the weekends now. She started a vaccination group that was very prominent. Her parents actually began the project, and they were on it. Very, very, very powerful. Her husband, late husband, Don Harkins, was the editor of the Idaho Observer, good friends of mine. So Ingrid scheduled a luncheon between myself and Kennedy, and he no-showed. He no-showed. Supposedly his wife was on alcohol, got into a car accident, and he had an emergency.
Well, those things happen, unfortunately. I was hoping that maybe you had the two of you had met and had some conversations. I think you would find a lot in common between the two of you, don't you, sir?
Huge amounts of in common, but also the differences are really strong. And all I can tell you is, you know, when Kennedy's book, which is a very outstanding book, I've highly recommended it, when it came out, I read it within the first couple days, 900 pages online, Kindle book, right? So I read it very, very carefully. And two comments that come to mind immediately. One is that Kennedy endorses the main fraud in health science and vaccinology, and particularly HIV/AIDS and emerging viruses, lab viruses, which HIV/AIDS is a lab virus, same as COVID, same technology, is even same patents used, Fauci's involvement in both. And Kennedy, first of all, superficially covers transhumanization of civilization using the latest vaccination injections of the nanobioelectronics. All of the work that I did in my book, latest book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. It's on Kindle. I have a couple copies in the Healthy World store, but pretty much I'm trying to retire here, and Kindle is serving it. So my latest book covers what I'm talking about, that Kennedy misses virtually completely. The most important subject is really even beyond the intoxication of civilization. It is into this, you know, the integration of the bioelectronic suppression of energy within the human body, the expression of DNA through sound and light signaling. That's frequency technology. So the frequency in frequency therapeutics, and also in acoustic weaponry. This is based on acoustic weapons. They're utilizing frequencies. Kennedy misses that largely, but that isn't the thing that really irks me. He makes a hero out of Peter Duesberg. The reason why we have such disinformation and confusion in the entire field of lab viruses is because of Peter Duesberg and Robert Gallo and the deep state's agenda to confuse people with what we know as what's called the Hegelian dialectic.
Right.
That is, you know, you present a thesis, you follow it with the opposite, and then you get confusion, and the scientific debate continues for millennia, and it's never solved, and you never get to diagnose the truth. In this particular case, Peter Duesberg, really promoted heavily by Kennedy in his latest book, says that the virus doesn't exist. And that's been a prominent theme. It's always questioned, you know, when you start to talk about lab viruses, oh, lab viruses don't exist. Hogwash. I've debated Duesberg four times on radio, and every single time I've told him, you know, what's your relationship with Gallo? I've got your contracts. How much will you pay to develop these types of viruses that you're now telling the world don't even exist? I have his contracts. I have the reports from the Special Virus Cancer Program. And so he evaded, lied. In my opinion, he's a complete Nazi. Still speaks with a heavy German accent. I mean, seriously, Kennedy endorsing him, to me, completely discredits Kennedy as anything other than what's called controlled opposition. You must control your opposition. So what does the mainstream deep state media do? they give us Kennedy. They give us Kennedy. And he's, of course, you have to feel terrible for him, having lost his family by assassinations, having committed all the time and energy that he has done, which has been excellent in making people aware of the vaccination risk. But gee whiz, I've been doing it for how many years longer than Kennedy? And when I approached Kennedy after follow up from our missed meeting numerous times. I mean, seriously, how many books does Dr. Leonard Horowitz have in this entire field? In fact, the number one, my first bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, was named by CDC officials as one of the main books that prompted the anti-vaccination movement globally. It's still an international bestseller. So when somebody like that contacts you, reaches out in with good faith and good ideas and good research and good backing and good intent, and you snub him over and over and over again, what does that say about the candidate, Kennedy?
It says a lot. It says a lot. On the other, he has such a high profile, and his public stance against, it's kind of funny what he says about vaccines. He says the following, and correct me if I'm wrong. He says, first of all, that he's not anti-vaccine, that he's in favor of safe and effective vaccines, which he knows there aren't any. Seems like he's trying to have both ways, doesn't it?
That's exactly my point. Yeah, I raised that with you last week on the show. It is ridiculous. I mean, again, think about what Jesus said. Think about what God tells us, that the truth, God is truth. Jesus is the truth and the life. Now think about that. If you have the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, as your major mantra going into a court of law to literally bless that setting for the administration of justice. And justice is real simple. It comes down to musical mathematics. There is a matrix of creation. I mean, why DNA works, I mentioned, is sound and light signaling of frequencies. What is that? It's math. Pure math is the law. God speaks, God creates through the spoken word, the Bible says, as a metaphor. The metaphor in the scientific realm indicates that the sound that God makes consistently, continuously, is vibrationally. It's frequency musical mathematics that's recreating us every nano instant. Now, that's a scientific fact. Nobody's talking about it, which is unfortunate, because that's salvation. There's your salvation message. If you want to commune with God, you get into God's frequency. You get into the clear channel broadcast, and then you're in bliss. You're in that zone of creativity and inspiration that only the creator in the universe can administer. But that's the way it was established. Now, if you know that, then it shatters the garbage medical poison paradigm, and it does even more than that. It brings about an understanding of salvation. And if you're not talking about that, and instead you're going into divisive rhetoric, dialogue, like I witnessed yesterday with the vast majority of congressmen interviewing Ray, FBI director, it's so annoying to see such hogwash when we have you and I, this intelligence, and people who have it now have such a wonderful opportunity, not just for ourselves and each other, but literally to bless God maximally, because we understand how Creator works. And unless we're doing that, unless we're dealing with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us, God. That's the prayer that you administer to sanctify the temple in a court of law. And there's none of that happening.
Hold on, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, many, many websites. Some issues with a couple of them. 528 radio is down right now, but you might want to start with warmwethepeople.net, go to judicialcorruptionnews.com. Place I do some shopping, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Oh, gee whiz, anywhere you want to go, John, is great with me.
Okay. We keep hearing rumors about a new virus about to be released. A lot of speculation. Marburg, Ebola, anthrax. Almost without a doubt they'll do this and try to repeat what they did beginning in January 2020, don't you think?
Yeah, well, this is, again, what this World War III and the nuclear risks, this imposition is actually, I think, a diversion off the biological weaponry. The objective is total population control, total control, demonic control, and depopulation at the same time. So how do you do that most efficiently and economically and profitably? You do that with bioweapons, and it's always been that way. That's the basic fundamental intelligence. If you're not addressing that, you're a fool. And that's what we have basically in our legislative body. So fools. The reality is now with Marburg, people are talking about Marburg, and they're giving us little hints all the time about the new emerging viruses. Well, gee whiz, they're all mutants. They're virtually all laboratory creations. Think about where cancer has come from. Aside from the environmental and nutritional risks, think about the genetic manipulations. I was talking with a colleague the other day about how ethnic weapons, particularly like targeting Christians or Catholics, particularly targeting Jews, Jewish women, particularly with breast cancer, certain diseases, Crohn's disease. Where did these come from? You know, I'm old enough to remember, and I had a wonderful pathology professor, and I studied pathology. It was a fantastic subject. We didn't have all of these different types of diseases that now the drug industrialists are giving us these meds, which are causing even worse risks than the disease that you're taking the meds for. So all of this is a satanic cult. The culture is demonic. We're living in Babylon. This is the satanic realm called planet Earth, and we, the righteous, are living and witnessing this insanity, and with faith praying for miracles. And for those of us who are engaged, we're experiencing miracles. Miracles all the time are happening. It's incredible. You know, John, I got to tell you, there was yesterday doing the construction work, I had potentially two huge boards, big boards, heavy boards, just miss my head.
Oh.
Two different occasions. Oh. I'm telling you, if by the grace of God, I survived. I didn't even get hurt. And this is the kind of miracles that we don't really fully appreciate when they're happening to us. You know, we just think we're lucky. Well, gee whiz, we've got protective angels. And what about all the synchronicities, the divine synchronicities that people, those righteous people, are now experiencing? More and more, this is a part of what is happening right now. There is a spiritual renaissance. You know, there's a religious, you know, kind of like revolution, evolution happening again now, where people are really realizing that what's missing is God in the equation, that we need to live. And so for those of us living this truth, there are extraordinary miracles happening over and over, divine synchronicities. You're thinking of someone, something, suddenly, miraculously, they're manifesting. How is that happening? And people who are actually, there's a lot of different messages. It's interesting. We've had some fascinating shows, you and I, the last several weeks. You know, the whole concept of spirituality going beyond the religious doctrines is incredible. What a subject. You know, in the Native North Americans, for example, they used to honor the presence of God everywhere. In the environment, particularly, they would see it. For example, if you saw two crows, if you were a Native American, you had an idea that if two crows were there, big black crows, you had to be alert that things are okay. But if there was only one crow, then there's danger lurking. And there was a message system. There was a divine communion and interaction with God, and even in the Aboriginal cultures.
Hold on, Doctor. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo put on by Ed Griffin in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. That's August 12th and 13th. Details about the event are right there at my website. You can get your tickets there as well. Lots of information we just added to my COVID panel in the last 24 hours. A new section that allows you to do your own research, tapping directly into original source materials that will help you educate yourself about the true nature of the injuries and death caused by the COVID vaccine. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. If arthritis pain or other pain has you down, check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. We'll talk more about that at the bottom of the third hour. You can place your order right there for your Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Fitting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, it's the last time I'll give out the websites this hour. Listen carefully. WarAndWeThePeople.net, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our caller is Russell in Chicago. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
I hope this isn't too off topic, but I value the doctor's opinion. Given what's been going on with the spirituality of the medical profession, the way they've watched this whole COVID thing, I'm looking at something else these days that I've been trying to understand. This thing that they got called atrial fibrillation, where it seems to be the heart being with a different rhythm, a different beat, and the treatment that they offer for it being either cardioversion, shocking the heart back into rhythm, or a surgery called ablation, which is kind of scary the way they describe it. I'm just wondering, what does the doctor feel about that? Because from what I've seen, either decision that the patient makes to go into to remedy this thing, months later, if not a year or so later, it's back to where it was in the first place. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Is this a moneymaker for the medical profession or what? Do they seriously want to tackle this problem, or is there seriously a problem at all? And I was wondering, was the doctor familiar with this thing, atrial fibrillation?
Go ahead, doctor.
John, you're right on both counts. Yes, it's a complete scam, a moneymaker scam. And yes, it does go back to normal. You see that the model of medicine is completely fraudulent. Beyond flawed, it's absolutely deceptive. The holistic model means that you have a body, mind, emotions, imagination, intuition, will, that's connected to God's will, basically, in the law and in righteousness, so that you don't generate bad karma and have heart attacks, have problems. That's what this is. When you have atrial fibrillation, it means that your arrhythmia is basically potentially putting you at risk. But you know what? That's what God does. That's how the body works. Whenever there is, for example, you scratch your finger like I did a number of times yesterday, you know, you've got little pain. It's a little painful. The pain actually alerts the rest of the body healing system in the process. It stimulates the process of healing. So pain is not negative. And so to be able to look at, for example, heart, what is heart connected to? Heart is connected to love. It's connected to social relationships. It's connected to self-esteem. Do you self-love? Know thyself? Do you not know thyself? If you're totally ignorant about who you are as a divine human being, a divine being, literally a spirit-filled, Holy Spirit-filled temple, if you don't realize that the Holy Spirit does all the healing constantly, that's the miraculous, you know, way the Creator administers everything in the universe, musically, mathematically, including you and I. So that's what DNA is. It's an antenna to the Creator, and it's constantly sending out signals to restore balance and harmony and joy and peace and love. That is the giving. Love is really the essence, and I see it as the central frequency of the entire matrix of creation, that is 528. So that frequency of love is what it's all about, and it integrates the holistic model. So if you're imbalanced in your life and you're ignorant about how magnificent you are as a holy child of God, a Holy Spirit-filled child of Creator, if you're ignorant about those and you're then miseducated into this realm of demonic poisoning that they're now calling medicine, modern medicine, oh, great medical sciences have breakthrough after breakthrough. It's been all propaganda, and it's indoctrinated civilization. We are engaged in a culture in which this is demonic, satanic sorcery that's operating in disguise of modern medicine. And so, you know, I have, every time I get sick, every time I think I have a feeling, you know, of concern, what do? I turn to the Creator. Whether if it's a cold or flu coming on, I'll take 3 capfuls of OxySilver with prayer because it vibrates in that frequency. What happens when I've got issues, serious issues potentially, that most people would run to the doctors and get diagnosed and get into hospitals and surgical procedures. I don't do that. Why? Because I've already been saved dozens of times. Where's my faith and trust? Where's my faith and trust in the process and the power of prayer? So I give it to the Creator. I say, God, listen, I'm in your favor. I want to continue to love and support and serve you to the best of my ability. To do that, I need my eyes fixed, or I need my gut fixed, or I need whatever fixed. And what happens is the prayer serves that purpose. It goes out and it returns. That goodwill returns in a miraculous healing that takes place constantly. We're constantly being miraculously healed, and we don't even consider that, particularly in this medical cult.
All right. Very comprehensive answer. Well, Russell, anything else? Okay.
He's hit the nail on the head. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Russell. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Doctor, I think some of these mainstream outlets want to be on the right side of history, such as the Wall Street Journal, and come clean about the true nature of the clot shot hurting and killing people, so they can look good to the history books when this is all over. What do you think, sir?
Yes, there's levels, like in peeling the layers of an onion back, and you see deeper decay and rot. That's what this is. It's all superficial. And the main message is you and Creator have a relationship. And if you want to exercise that relationship, you have to have faith. And you have faith in the truth that shall set us free. Again, what is the truth? What is righteousness? What is law? What is the Creator's law? And how can we connect to that? Again, it deals with, in the scientific realm, in the world of physics and metaphysics, it deals with musical mathematics. It's frequency dynamics. Musical math is frequency dynamics, and the Holy Spirit in love constantly blesses us. Everything else is just a con. It's a diversion. And that's really what I see pretty much mostly. I don't see anybody really addressing these main issues. And that's really challenging for those of us who are thinking, okay, you know, we're going to go out, we're going to be activists such as you, John, or me. You know, together we do this program in hopes to save some lives and wake people up to do some good things. Wonderful. That's very, very nice. But you know what? Ultimately, the Creator is going to decide who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to basically thrive, and who's going to be basically engaged in this disease and degeneration, because that's what this cult is.
That's right.
Completely demonic.
That's right. Our next caller, Doctor, is Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Hi, Doctor. Morning, John.
Morning.
So I was working in the most populated county in Virginia when COVID hit, or whatever you call it, and watched empty emergency rooms, took photographs of empty emergency rooms, put them on Facebook. Anyway, I've been working in hospitals this whole time, never got vaccinated, because I think God rewarded me for my faith and basically drawing the line saying I'd quit my job and go hang overhead doors if I had to. I'd do security cameras. And anyway, what I wanted to ask you was, what do you think about the medical community as far as what I observe now is seeing all these hospital administrators just walking around like they're just the cat's meow, and I see nurses everywhere that seem to not really be that qualified. It seems like nurse mills churning nurses out because there's a shortage. But I just see, in general, all these people acting like, oh, everything's fine, nothing to see here. We didn't try to kill any of you or make you take a shot or make you wear a mask. All these people just don't want to talk. What do you think about the medical community, especially the doctors? How can they walk around? How can they look in the mirror, not have any tinge? Is it because they were all weeded out, all the good ones? or I'll let you comment.
Yeah, there's a level of denial, Chris, that they actually administer. They censor within their internal dialogue happening in their heads, actually censor and divert the real reality. And they go along with the game because of, you know, this egocentrism, you know, the power and control that the administration wields over the lesser educated now medical staff. And the physicians are included in that. If you really look at medical education, it's an indoctrination, hazing. It's distressing to the max. There's been laws, for example, in New York, I understand, they passed a law that says you can't deprive medical people of sleep and expect to have good results. So they passed a law that gave medical people time off to rest. Well, that's great, but you know what? Right now, there's an increase in dumbing down of the population. Literally, it's disgusting. I mean, we've talked about that on this show previously. You know, the population, the youth are becoming more stupid. You know, just gone. They're gone.
Yeah.
There's nobody home anymore. And so, where does medicine stand in this? And look at where the main funding. Two primary sources of funding for medical education is with Rockefeller Foundation and their grantsmanship and their academic tracking that the deep state has administered through largely these Ivy League schools that are completely insane, totally woke, and basically undermining civility and health science consciousness in this field. You know, we're looking at that dumbing down of people who now we're giving over our faith and trust in hospitals to provide our remedies. And that is insane, literally. And what do? You know, I guess the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and having bad results and expecting difference. We've been entrusting medical science for cancer cures, vaccinations, even for curing HIV AIDS and other diseases. They never came up with effective cancer cures or HIV cures. What do? They put you on drugs. And what are the drugs doing? Depopulating most profitably. So this is just so obvious, common sense. It's like right in front of your face. This is what's happening. And to the extent that our legislators are not addressing this, insanity means that we're degenerating. Completely degenerating, and it's going to continue to be that way until, you know, I think that the Creator is going to work some sort of a miracle, because I see the miracles increasing, and I know what prophecy is, and I know that what current events are actually doing is they're following the book of Revelation. And you know, where does Revelation, where do we win in the end? It's Revelation 14:1, where we sing a new song. That's literally what we need to do. We need to sing, because God sings us into existence. And we just need to sing a song of love. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Do you think, don't you think America deserves condemnation and judgment from God? As biblical, you read in the Bible about nations. I mean, aren't we horrible?
Well, you're asking me to judge, okay? Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. To discern whether America deserves the punishment that it's receiving, I think is for me, slightly off the mark. The question is, why has God lifted his hand off of the blessing for God We Trust America, one nation under God? Why has God removed his protective blessing to permit satanic sorcery to overcome medicine and this hypocrisy to overcome our legislative body? This is a judgment that we have caused, and it's simple karma. It's simple energy.
Right.
As you sow, so shall you reap. What have we sown? We've just talked about it. Dumbing down of the population, in injecting insanity into our medical personnel, and having administrator egocentric power mongers only engaged in how much money they're able to wield in this position that they have, instead of human service, instead of the fundamental service to God and people, brothers and sisters. No,
in other words, it doesn't take a rocket science. It doesn't take a rocket science, in other words, to figure out what's going to happen. If you do A, you're going to get B.
That's
what you sow.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And the only thing I'll say to let you go is I'm pretty disgusted overall, although it's pretty ironic because at the same time it's paying my bills. But to see that stuff on all the monitors saying, get your vaccination, still coming up on the monitors, you know, the screensaver. On all the monitors in the whole hospital. It's disgusting. But thank you, Doctor.
Really? Thanks for the call. We got a last break. Doctor, we have an extra half hour if you're available this morning.
Sure, happy to join you, John.
Okay, we got more callers on hold. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, our next caller is Bonnie in Minnesota. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi. Hello? Hi, Doctor.
Go ahead.
Hi, Bonnie.
My great-granddaughter has some tooth problems. I wonder if you know, if you have any thoughts about how to heal teeth that are not healthy. And hers are, a couple are quite bad to where apparently the infection is to the jawline. and she's like 4.
Okay, give me that again. You're a little garbled. It's a little hard to understand. What's the question?
Just, do you have any thoughts on healing teeth?
Oh, yeah. I have tons of ideas on healing teeth. Gee whiz, where do you start? There's so many, many things. You've got, first of all, different diseases, too, in the mouth, you know. So whether you're dealing with tooth decay, which is principally an acid sugar attack where the microbes are eating away, peeing out acids from the sugar, and it's dissolving the hard structure of the teeth. So there's ways to deal with that with liquid dentists, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then you've got periodontal disease. You know, and that's a whole different subject that deals with the uncleanliness of the mouth and the lack of good mechanical cleaning initially, and then ultimately it becomes harder and harder as your gums get inflamed, and then you've got to get down there. So there's all sorts of natural ways to deal with this. There's lifestyle choices that you can make to reduce and even reverse the tooth decay and gum diseases. A liquid dentist, I highly recommend. It's hard to keep it in stock. People are ordering it left and right and reordering it over and over again. So okay. Liquid dentist, read liquiddentist.net. Liquiddentist.net has a website that deals with both tooth decay and gum disease. And it's a very, very unique product that's delicious tasting. It's great for children. Children love it. And it not only gives you a general immune boost because you swallow it. It's actually delicious tasting. You swish with it for 3 to 9 minutes after good oral hygiene. You want to mechanically clean every side of every tooth, ideally every day. But if you miss a day, that's okay with a liquid dentist because it coats your teeth with a little coating that has an enzyme that reduces or eliminates what's called pellicle buildup. It's the sugar, mucopolysaccharide, secreted by your salivary gland, and that the salivary glands then coat the teeth with the sugar, and it becomes like a culture medium for the plaque to grow. So actually, you've heard about plaque being damaging to the teeth. Well, this actually prevents up to 3 days. A 3 to 9 minute swish after you've mechanically cleaned every side of every tooth, you swish with it and it then coats the teeth. It's beautiful. It makes your teeth feel so super smooth and clean. It feels like a hygienist cleaning after every time you use it, and it stays that way for a couple days. So that then remineralizes decay. It's designed to remineralize acidify tooth structure.
Hold on, Doctor, and we'll get back to our discussion after the break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.